The wolf just sighs. Then the wolf gets curious and calls the dog.
Wait, dog!
What is it?
Well, I was wondering.
Hurry up! I must get home before dark.
Well, I was curious. You seem so healthy and well-fed. Where do you live?
I live in a big house in the village. My master feeds me well.
What does he feed you?
Well, let me think. He feeds me everything from meat to candy. I live a very comfortable life. But you look very sick and weak. Have you eaten something today?
I haven't eaten for 3 days. I can't find food anywhere.
That's too bad. If you come with me, you'll be well fed too.
Really? But what must I do there?
It's very simple. Just do what I do.
What is that?
First, chase away thieves. Second, bark at beggars. Third, wag your tail in front of the master.
Is that all?
Yes. If you do a good job, you'll be loved just like me. The master will hug you and give you delicious treats.
I can't believe it. It's too easy. I can do that.
Good. Then follow me. I will take you to my master.
The wolf and the dog walk together to the village. The wolf is so excited. But then the wolf sees a strange mark on the dog's neck.
Hey, what is that mark on your neck?
It's nothing.
But the fur is worn there, and the skin is red.
It's nothing, really. It's just my chain mark.
What do you mean? You are chained?
Well, yes, but only during the day.
You can't go wherever you want?
It's not too bad. Instead, I don't worry about food.
The wolf turns back.
Hey, wolf, where are you going?
Goodbye, dog. I would rather be hungry than be chained.
Moral: Nothing is more valuable than freedom.